6:38.
Okay.
Okay, everybody got their meetings, are there minutes? Last meeting, sent to them. Can I get a motion to get approved?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
There's very little shoulder on the road, and it's dark, and I would like something done for them to make that more accessible for pedestrians, or signs saying it's dangerous. Somebody's left their things on the guardrail, maybe some blinking yellow lights.
What section of Shallon Road is that?
Actually, that's the top section, where Millbrook Lane, if you come off of 9W and you head south on Salem Road, you'll descend down, I don't know, maybe 100 feet down a hill. So that's the section of road that we're talking about. There are families who live down below. There's a travel park with 40 homes. Houses along the side of the road, the only way pedestrians to get to the top of the hill to businesses, stewards, or to Mario's Pizza, Cumberland Farms, or the pharmacy is to walk up that road and down.
Is that a town road or a county road?
That's a county road. It starts at the top of the hill, corner of 9W, it's called Salem Road,
right.
And then it crosses over the CCX Railroad and it becomes New Salem Road.
It's in Port Huron?
It's in Port Huron, yeah. Okay. Now, one of the things I just wanted to mention, and I'm not sure if you heard this, but last year her son died on that road by the hands of the truck driver.
Oh. So, but there's still no reflective nothing on the guardrail, and there's a sharp turn, and there's very little shoulder on the road, and it's not safe for people.
So your son was a pedestrian?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Thank you.
And there's no sidewalks or...
No. And I've never walked on the road, but I walked to the site. It's very dangerous. The car is coming around the corner. I mean, I only was there a couple times, twice maybe. Very dangerous around the corner.
What's the speed limit there?
40.
Well,
35.
The town speed limit is 35.
Okay, so you're looking to see about getting some sort of something that would identify that section of the road.
Yes.
Okay. Is that part where they sell like landscaping materials as a business there, I think? Or is it up further up?
We're talking like left, you think left there and you can go back towards the grade school?
Yes.
Is that the area?
The section of road, I believe that Ingrid is, defining is really from Millbrook Lane, okay, which goes to Connolly, to the top of the hill, which I'm not sure what the name of that street is. You can go straight off of Salem Road into another road.
Very green street.
It's about less than a quarter of a mile stretch of road, probably an eighth of a mile.
Okay, so we're talking about signage or some sort of reflector, something that people would easily find visible at night.
Or when there's blinking yellow lights. Sometimes they have those around bends.
So you're saying it's coming around a turn?
Mm-hmm. It's around a turn.
So and there's no suggested speed limit sign posted currently?
Oh, God.
So there is one posted.
Yes.
Does it have good visibility or?
Yeah. Nothing on the guardrail itself.
Okay. So do you feel that there's anything that can be done to call more attention to that suggested speed limit sign or?
No, but I think that's pretty in plain view.
Okay.
But something on the guardrail, like reflective, you know, little reflectors or tape or something.
Is the perpetrator, the drunk driver, is that still in the courts?
No, no. He's pleaded guilty.
Okay. Was there a big vehicular manslaughter charge?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll I guess we'll have to have discussions with the DPW personnel and see what we have and see what we can do. And
okay.
We can't make a decision right now, but we can continue the discussion and see what we can do. And I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for listening.
Is there room for, in addition to the signage and, I mean, it almost sounds like a guardrail with a walk on the far side of it would be.
It's from this, like, houses there, yards.
Okay. I think what I'll do is just drive it and look at it and I can visualize
it. Yeah, that's my next one in the area. Let's do it. I know people who live on that road. There's not a lot of room, but there are, you know, houses that border. I'm going to say that the road goes north to south. So this would be on the east side of the road. So if you're coming down, it's on the left.
Creek side or the side away from the creek?
It would be the creek side.
The creek side.
I'm not an engineer, you know, and I really know nothing about traffic patterns or traffic signs or anything, but if I was a homeowner, I think that a sidewalk would be an improvement to my property and would also allow pedestrian use.
There's the number,
213, I guess. Oh, there's a card here. Mm-hmm. Would it be possible to get a copy of this information?
Sure. A bill passed in the Senate. Do you have anything to do with that? Yes.
One of the things that Ingrid's been doing, you know, although, you know, the tragedy clearly, you know, has happened to her family,
maybe
that she's trying to do something positive, you know, and by no way, you know, this was obviously a drunk driver. Okay.
Yeah.
It could happen on any road, anywhere in the world. But she's contacted our state assemblyman and our state senator. And they've drafted legislation. It's going through committee. We don't have a number yet for the assembly, but we do have for a state bill. to require tips training for bartenders for drinking establishments. It's not against the law for a bartender to serve a drunk and to allow them to get into a car and drive off. There are no penal penalties for that. There's no law. So this would help bartenders at least be able to try to talk someone out of getting in a car. Suggesting calling a cab or calling a family member to pick them up. So it's a sticky situation. I mean, I assume that no law is ever going to pass for that because that would destroy the industry.
With
the
special insurance, have that all their
employees. Right, there is special insurance that you get because although you cannot, there's no criminal penalties against the establishment or the bartender. There could be civil.
I was under the impression that if a person is identified as being drunk,
well,
it is illegal for us to serve them.
Falling down. Sleep at the bar, playing sports, legally drunk.
Legally drunk. Legally drunk. If they're identified as being.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, Ulster County has a law. I forget what it's called, but it's a law that if you have a party at your house and you allow me to drive drunk, then you're charged.
But that was because that was created when parents were high schools, and they were actually underage kids drinking, and we should just have a shot.
Is that one of those laws? I think
that's
when we wrote that and put that together. I remember that. So.
What's the Senate number?
The Senate number is 14183.
14183-2-4.
S1. Kevin Cagle, co-sponsor, introduced it in the assembly. It doesn't have an A attached.
Kevin Cagle has it.
Yes.
But he hasn't put it in for a number yet.
I think she said that they did. She gave me a website. You supposedly can go to.
Yeah, this might be an old copy. This was 2/24/14.
Oh, because they already had something written, I think, but it wasn't mandated. Suggestion.
Okay.
So she goes, reworks them. It's mandated. It's a suggestion.
It's smart. I mean, I've looked online. I actually asked the sheriff's department. Someone told me once that they offer tips training to bartenders, but they don't. But you could take tips training online. You know, it's kind of like a 3-hour driving course.
Mm-hmm.
And it was minimal, like $15 or $20, you know, a quarter. It's not like it's a big financial burden, but $15 to save a life, or to save two lives.
Is that something that you think we should consider at the county level, or just let it go through the process at the state?
Well, I talked to Kevin Daniel's office, and I talked to the city ethics office. I'd like to see this at least get to the floor if possible. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, because I don't think it's going to this year because they're ending in a week or two, then I would definitely be looking for co-sponsors through a local county law. Collaborative effort. I mean, I'd love to have the legislature's full support on the local law for Ulster County, because I think that the state law would be the tougher one to pass. Because the hospitality industry is a big lobby. I mean, you know, like your commercials for National Anthem, you know.
Every place in endorsements, good people will send it to me. I have another against from driving the general organization.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you'll see that. You'll see that quicker than you think. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you.
Carl?
Like, I just want to say I appreciate your courageous efforts, you know, coming to the committee and creating your ticket, and that I hope that the committee and the Public Works Department will take this under consideration. And anytime you want to come take a walk on Salem Road, let me know.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, could you please contact me?
Sure. I just want to say that I lost a daughter, you know, not in an accident, to an illness. And I was also in a car accident last summer where my car ended up looking so, you know, experienced it, and it was just, the person wasn't drunk, it was just a blind, a situation where I had to ease out of a blind, coming out of a gas station, but there was a huge SUV parked. And I couldn't see what was coming. I started to hinge out and somebody was speeding, and so it really hits home. Thank you guys.
All right, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Next week, call me.
Thank you for coming on.
Pleasure as always.
Okay, moving right along.
What's that matter? You're on your way to, right?
I'm not really welcome. With an R. I'm not
going to make it.
Okay, resolution number 195, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Gateway Community Industries Incorporated, Building the Ground. This is hiring Gateway employees?
Yes, it's another contract. We have several in the past. This is the latest one for this year, expiring end of December.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Approved. Yes. Okay, next resolution. 206, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease agreement with Family Services Inc. for office space at the Trudy Redstick Barber Center in the Village of Ellenwood, Department of Public Works, Building and Grounds.
The revenue contract there, renting from us.
They're renting from us. This is not new, though. This has happened before, isn't it?
This has happened before, but a different location. This time they're moving into the Trudy Redstick.
Who is it?
Family Services Inc. is part of, they work for DSS. That's what the resolution.
$1,080. That's a year?
Yeah, that's a year.
Oh, yeah, right. That was when we passed it through healthcare the other day, and we were saying it's basically like a closet space.
Right.
And if you do the arithmetic, it's $90 a month.
Yeah,
it's 1,080, so 90 times 12 is 1,080.
How much space is it?
It's like a closet, basically.
10 square feet underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's
much a small
business. Resolution 207, amending the 2014 Officer County budget for extreme winter recovery funding appropriation from the New York State Department of Transportation, Department of Public Works and Highways.
This is very similar to the CHIP bill that we have every year, but it's a special allotment of funds that have been distributed under the same formula as CHIP by the state to the municipalities to help restore the roads after the very tough winter that we just had. So they're giving us extra money. But it's not like CHIPs, and that does not roll over. We have to use it or lose it. So what we've done, we're doing it, we're using it first.
Okay.
On the roads that we've already started.
And what roads are they?
They are West Harvey's Road, and then it's going to, the majority of the money is going to be going on 141 Cross Valley Road, up in the town of Day, which was just in horrible shape over the winter. It's very difficult to get a motorcycle down that road now.
So this one we should go to different things. This one?
Probably. Yeah.
Where it was coming off the side and the road was
heaved
and
This is, but this work will be on different spots all along that road. So that's gotta be done. This is luckily we won't spend any shit's money on it because we were looking at that road going, how are we gonna fix this road? So luckily this came along.
So
now we have an answer.
Anybody else have any questions?
Remove it.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Carry. Moving right along.
And this one is
CHIPS. Resolution 208, amending the 2014 County Budget CHIPS Funding Adjustments.
Added to the rollover.
Yeah.
In the last paragraph before the end.
Right.
You gotta get the commas there.
Yeah.
See if they the net sum first and then they break it down after the parentheses.
Okay. So do you wanna move it?
I'll move it.
I'll take it.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those first. Carried. Resolution 209, establishing capital project 414, New Paul's pool repairs.
More damage was done to the pool over this winter. It had a series of freezes and thaws. And now, not only is the marsh site laying, cracking and falling off in places, but some of the structural concrete is coming out. It's going to be patched up this year, but next year we're going to have to do more repair to the whole thing. And that's when this work is going to take place. It's not going to take place this year. There's another patch that's been on there now, but there are more sites now that have to be addressed after this winter. That's why the $75,000 plus the well that is used to fill it is about to collapse. So we're going to put another well in. So between the more spot being rehabilitated and the well, the reason for the additional request for $75,000.
Wouldn't it be less expensive or in the long run to have a plastic liner put in that pool?
I don't know if that's. I know the water table there is not very low. I believe it's just underneath the bottom of the pool. And I don't know if there's something to do with that situation that you don't want. It can't take the water pressure from both sides. I'm not really sure about why. But it's also heavily trafficked with people. I don't think a vinyl liner, you're going to be taping that thing forever. And constantly leaking with the people that are in that pool.
Yeah, but I would think there's commercial.
I don't think I've ever seen one that is used in a public pool.
An outside pool?
Huh?
An outside pool?
Well, you can have an outside vinyl lining on a private, backyard.
Yeah, but in the interior, they might.
Yeah.
A commercial group.
Right.
I don't know about
true.
Exterior.
But you're not going to see this pool in size.
It's next to the fairgrounds, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a big pool.
We get a lot of traffic there, too.
I'm just thinking that I can't imagine it.
How much is it for daily admission there now? Anybody know? I haven't been there in a long time.
$4.
Is it? That's fair.
Right. It's a nice pool.
Not a money maker.
Yeah.
So a lot of people use it.
Yeah.
But the location is ideal for New Paul's. A lot of young people go out there and...
You got Mariello, but...
Between Gardner, New Paul's,
Florida. Think of Mariello, yeah.
Tilson, you know what I mean? I don't think a lot of Kingston people there, or Sorbys, or Tilson, but down in the southern part of the county, you probably get a ton of people. Marlboro. I would think they must have some, because that would be the one thing those miners, they see the... That's a long time.
I don't think I don't know how old this pool is, but
it just seems like they're always putting money into it because it's always. It's
I think you're old, I mean, you got the pool, you're always going to be putting money into it. It's like a boat. I had a pool my house. I was always putting money in it. I mean, I don't know if that any facility that's used by this number of people is not going to have money constantly being put into it.
I mean, I know there's a difference between putting salt water in as opposed to chlorine. I mean, I have a cousin who has a salt water pool. And he doesn't put in chlorine or anything. It's just, it's crystal clear, it's clean, it's low maintenance, provided it keeps the salt off of the equipment in the pool house. You know what I mean? Like bumps and that, because then that corrodes it. Or with any metal, I should say. You're saying there's not only the cost to maintain it.
Well, it's copper piping, this pool.
Yeah, you don't want that.
We just went through this in Rosendale, and I think it's $1.5 million. We finally had to replace it. The bottom just went. High water table. Apparently there are some additives that can be put in the cement that make it last longer, but I never really might be worse as long as we're paying for engineering services, if they could sort of summarize, or somebody could do some research into sort of a long-term capital plan for, because you patch, and at some point you can't patch anymore.
Right. Well, the best angle is removing the Morris Site line and putting a new line in. That's definitely
right.
You're going down to
the... Because the
volumes.
Which, but that's the $500,000,
right? Yes.
Yeah. Well, but you're right. If with engineering services, you're going to get, you know, the latest and greatest way to build the pool back together, you know, put the pool back together. You're not going to just put 50 pounds here, and, you know, if you're mixing, you know, measurement, you're going to get more of a, not just a design, but a, you know, engineering design. What's the right way to build a pool for this size? That's what you're paying for.
I don't want to sound cynical, but when we hire an engineering group, do we pay them based on the cost of the project, or do we pay them on
engineering, RFP,
somebody
on RFP, yeah. And we'll evaluate their proposal.
So there are no cost overruns then?
On them?
No.
Not on the engineer. Their cost overruns for
on the project.
Like
an architect, is a percentage of the cost of the project.
Highway specs for engineers have a built-in profit, 12%, you know, plus overhead, which is based on the size of the project. I mean, that's the kind of thing you're talking about, but this is kind of thing with the pool is nothing like that complicated. It's just, it's by, like $50,000 is obviously a round number. It hasn't been bid out at RFP yet. And the way that these are responded to is by a firm saying that we can do it for whatever this long sum is based on, we think it will take us so many hours at these different rates for the 5 or 6 different titles of engineers, you know, project managers, senior engineer, principal, and what their hourly rate they charge is. So if they say it's going to take us, you know, this guy's going to work on, one guy's going to work on for 16 hours and his rate is 150 an hour, and somebody else is going to, Craftsman's going to work on it for, you know, 15 hours, and he's only going to pay $50 an hour. That's how they calculate what their cost is going to be and what they submit their RFP for.
Okay, so
the
cost of materials doesn't
No, it's based on their rate per hour and the number of hours they can come up with. And then you look at what they come up with a price and what their plan is.
Dave, I'm just telling you, from my experience, being a legislator, I've watched this take a beating on different projects. I mean, big time. I watched the cupola, where we were paying an architect 11% of the cost. And it came out to like hundreds of thousands of dollars he was getting paid. I watched the person's house find out the architect's getting 18% of the cost.
I think things have changed.
Okay,
I
was what?
I think things have changed. No, we don't do business
like that. Okay, and I'm just a little shell shocked.
I have an engineering firm. I have two engineering firms that submitted quotes that I thought were ridiculous. I called them both back and said, "You got to do better." And they said, "At this rate, like I said, one for 10,000, you guys can work for 11,000. My engineer said it should be big front, 8,000, 6 to 8,000. And so I just called him back up and said, "This guy said, you're at 11. There's somebody to keep you. So this would be better to set a price." So he's coming back probably around 9. And so we called the guy who gave us a 10 and said, "Hey, guy's going to beat us, beat you." So he's reworking his numbers. Probably come in before they should come in, right? Very, we're not
that was one of the reasons why we ended up with no form of cover, because we were taking a beating.
Yeah.
And that was because there was too many chiefs and not enough Indians, and they were, you know, that's the way it was, but it kind of made
Well, we have
put
a lot of faith in our engineering staff.
I put a lot of faith in the engineering staff. I know one of them very well. Very well.
Yeah. Quite often they're correct. They're right.
And I would never, ever argue with that gentleman. You'd kill me. No.
So, make a motion.
Okay, yeah, take a motion to move it?
Yes.
I'll
second.
Those
in favor? Aye. Those opposed? Kurt? Moving right along. Last but not least, 2011 amending capital project number 262, bridge replacement on Mud Tavern Road over the Warfield. Transportation Improvement Project, on State Highway System.
This is the next phase, kind of the final phase of the project, construction inspection phase. Like every other type of project, it's reimbursable. 20% is the local share, of which that 15% is picked up by Marcelli funding, and 10.5% is the county share. I believe on this one there is Marcelli, but I think we got a letter saying it was inadequate. They're going to have to bump up the Marcelli funding for it, so they still are trying to reimburse us. If there's some of the money in there, please, yeah. But you'll see it on there, 80-20 is non-federal. That means local, split up by the state or not. We have, the county has to put the money up, bond for it, put the money up in the front, and then we submit the, and we're constantly submitting bills and paperwork to DOT and then reimburse it.
So they're going to reimburse us 80%?
Correct. And possibly 95%. Well, they can't commit to the full Marcelli amount yet, but they will be requesting that and intend to.
When will we know?
Probably in the next month. They want this project out and done. It's one of the big projects to get done this year.
You will let us know, though, if you do the 95%.
Yeah. Appreciate it. I'm, they don't send you a letter saying we're going to give you the 95%. Yeah, they don't send you that letter to Walmart.
No.
No.
But if you know that it's going to happen,
I appreciate it.
Where is the Mud Tavern Road over the door?
It's in the southern, eastern, southeastern corner of the county, almost to the county line.
Okay.
Near Walkill.
I know most of the trips, and didn't know it worked. Okay. Well, I
shall move. On what?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. All those
in favor? Gary. Alrighty.
Anybody have anything? If there is nothing else, I could have a chance to listen. We are adjourned now 7:18. Close enough.
Don't try to manage the atomic watch.
I got that clock.
Thank you
all for being here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.